USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida now. The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane passing over western Cuba tonight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis indicates officials are trying to get ahead of the storm.
We are coordinating, as I mentioned, with utility companies. There are already more than 20,000 linemen that are ready to respond, and more on the way throughout the balance of today and tomorrow. This will be an important effort to get power back on very quickly.
Evacuation orders are also in place for several counties and coastal areas. Idalia is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Republican presidential candidates continue to campaign in South Carolina.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and U.S. Senator Tim Scott both had town halls scheduled for today. The appearances come on the heels of both taking part in the first GOP presidential debate last week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had been scheduled to stop at Anderson and Kershaw, but canceled to return to Florida to deal with the deadly racial shooting in Jacksonville and a tropical storm heading for the state. I'm Scott Kimbler.
The White House is increasingly confident now that Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin did die in a plane crash last week.
I don't have any new assessment on that for you on this.
Speaking in a briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the incident. Russian officials said the mercenary chief was confirmed dead yesterday. Two people are dead after a rescue helicopter in Florida crashed into an apartment complex on Monday morning. Officials say three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach north of Fort Lauderdale. One person on board died, and one person on the ground was killed. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge in Illinois is rejecting a motion to dismiss criminal charges against the father of the man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's Independence Day parade last year. The Daily Herald reports that Monday's ruling means Robert Cremo Jr. will face trial in November on 7 counts of reckless conduct. He's accused of helping his 19-year-old son, Robert Cremo III, gain a firearm owner's identification card in 2019, even though he had threatened violence. More troubles for embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
A group of high-powered attorneys, including three former presidents of the state bar, want him disbarred. In a statement, they called his conduct shameful, illegal, and unethical. Paxton's accused of using the power of his office to help a political donor. He was impeached in the state house back in May and now faces possible removal from office if convicted by the Texas Senate. Trial starts next month. I'm Brian Shook.
Attorneys for the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students are trying to get the camera out of the courtroom.
Brian Koberger's attorney filed a motion to have the cameras removed because the operator hasn't followed the judge's directions to keep wide shots. There have been multiple close-up shots of Koberger, which the judge noted. Koberger's attorneys want cameras banned from all future proceedings. The judge has not ruled on the motion. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.